And thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question and answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now we'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Cy Englert. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you very much, Jody. I appreciate it. Welcome, everyone, to today's session. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that we have an e-meeting link that was in the notes invite today. And since this is a live demonstration, that is very important. So please go back to your LotusFest invite and look at that e-meeting link. And we'll just go right into that. So I've shared my screen, and if you're into the e-meeting, what we're going to do today, and I'll go ahead and sort of start this off. My name, as you know, is Cy Englert, and I'm the worldwide tech lead supporting the development of the BVA tool for Tivoli. There's folks throughout the organization, in each one of the brands, that provides the same function that I do into this single tool that is a cross-brand tool. And what we have been doing is probably once a year we go back and we update each of our ROI templates, and we basically take around 3 to 4 months to do that. We've just completed the update for the storage template this year, and the purpose of today's call is to review what's new and what's changed into that template and supporting your sales of Tivoli Security. We have released this version into production about 2 weeks ago, and I'm still collecting input for minor changes, but it seems as though that it's fairly stable and complete. There's a few things that we're working to still update, but those take place without any effort on your behalf. So we'll start this conversation off by what you see here is the very first screen after the logon, where you can open or create, you could open an existing analysis or create a new one. And what we've done on the BVA tool is we have left the old template there should you want to use it, and we have the new template and the extension onto that template name is underscore new. I'm just going to go ahead and simulate the fact that we're going to do a BVA analysis for the ABC company, and I've selected the Tivoli Security template, and I'll press the button for Create New Analysis. once again, I'm not going to cover all the features of the tool. It's really to try to look at what we've done new in this latest update. It was over a year since we updated this template last, and so there were quite a few things that needed to be done. One of the things that Eleni and I have done is we've added the security packages. So we have the four major security packages that are packaged offerings. And so, for example, if I select the Tivoli Security Management for ZOS on the very first screen, you'll see that it pre-selects three of the vSecure products. And that's how each one of the package offerings work. And simply, that's all this capability does is it pre-selects those packages, and the tool aggregates the benefits. If we look at the list of individual security products, I think the biggest addition that we've made is we've selected four of the most popular Preventia products that were new to the portfolio and added those. You'll see those at the bottom of the screen. We do know that that product set is undergoing name changes and has, and so we've got a few revisions still to make regarding the names of those Preventia products. We've also added, I think, one of the key products in this new edition is the Tivoli Security Information and Event Manager and the Tivoli Security Policy Manager, two also new products that we've added into the ROI tool. I think for today's example, I want to go ahead and select Tivoli Access Manager, Tivoli Identity Manager, and then I'll select one of the Preventia products as perhaps the example that will show that we're going to create an ROI for those products. one of the things that you'll just notice is I have selected Provincia Multifunction, and according to the product management team, when we sell that product, a customer generally doesn't have Site Protector, and so we've pre-selected Site Protector as well. Should you choose to sell this to a customer that already has Site Protector, you could just remove this checkbox and generate the benefits only for the solo Provincia product. Another one of the key changes that we're making to all of the Tivoli templates now is we are including a new benefit that really tries to emphasize the fact that Tivoli has spent a great deal of development dollars in integrating our products together. We struggled on how to actually do that effectively within the tool. We have settled on an initial approach for the security template that will be replicated throughout the other templates in the BVA tool. You'll see that there's a question at the very bottom of this question of the solution selection tab that says, do you want to include additional integration benefits? And what we've done is I've gone out to ask each one of the product managers, which other products have you created some integration with, and we've documented those integration points into the product saving source guide. By default, across the product set, we're attributing, of all of our IT cost reductions, we're going to create a benefit that's about 10% of that. Depending upon the integration levels, we'll increase that to 20-25%, just to show that the customer is deriving value from the investments that the development team has made in integrating products. If you don't want to create that benefit, you could deselect that last question. Now that we, at least on the solution selection screen, as you can see, we've got four products selected. And the next major step, of course, is to look at the questions that will generate the benefits for this suite of products. So I'd like to cover next the key changes we've made to the questionnaire. I'm always, by the way, looking for ways to improve the tool and make it easier to understand. So should you be using the BVA tool and things are not perfectly clear, please send me an email. It's about all you need to do, and I'll certainly make those changes to improve the understandability of these questions. But in this particular example, I'll go ahead and change the industry to a bank within the U.S., and certainly we've got a $1 billion company. I just want to remind people that in all of our templates, that revenue field drives a lot of the defaults throughout the tool. We also can change the number of employees. That will also change the defaults as well. But if I put the fact that we've got a $1 billion bank as our example today, it has pre-selected the number of employees, the number of servers, the number of full-time equivalents in the tool. There's been no changes in that area. One of the changes that we're going to roll out throughout all the templates is we're going to create this legacy security system cost to be eliminated item. It will look similar in all the templates. Right now, there were two approaches that Alinium used, and I think for consistency purposes, we're going to try to break to actually standardize this section of the template. I'm just going to go for an example since we've selected Tim and Tam. I'm going to go ahead and put the fact that we are going to replace an existing solution for access management, and we're going to make an assumption that they're spending $25,000 and $30,000 a year on the Tim and Tam solution that is a competitive solution, and you'll see that we've generated a savings of $55,000 here for that solution, and you'll see that benefit show up a little bit later. So we actually have made this a little bit more refined as to what software elements that we're trying to replace. And, of course, there are the other elements of a legacy solution that we may also be able to save the customer dollars on. As most of you know, Tivoli, actually, one of the largest benefits that we have for almost all of our product suite is the savings of an increased productivity. So obviously the labor savings category is key. One of the changes that was recommended was that we add a separate IT staff operations category called entitlement management. And for those of you that might not be terribly familiar with the tool, you can mouse over the blue eye at the end of any of these data fields and get a description on what that particular data entry field requires. We've often had challenges with in using this tool in trying to allocate a IT staff that might be identified within an organization and split it into these categories. One of the changes that we've made to the security template this year is that we also allow you to be able to enter the total number of IT staff, in this instance, doing security management. I've changed that number to 12, and so the tool has now split that total headcount into the different labor categories. That's a new feature that I think a lot of people enjoy using. We have implemented that, I believe, in the automation template as well, and so it has become quite popular from that perspective. So those are the two changes that we've made to the labor savings category. And I'll just come down here. We haven't made any changes to security audits. It is fundamentally the same as always. I would like to invite any of you that are working in the security audit area and talking to your customers about compliance. I would love to have a better understanding of whether these defaults that the tools are generating seem to be representative in the time that customers are spending, both internally and with contract labor, to complete audits. That would be a nice validation point. But we haven't made any other changes to the audit section of this tool. The next major change that we've made is we've tried to create a security risk and compliance section that is a little bit easier to understand and easier to use. We've broken the old section down into three categories. The first chart that you see here on the screen is fundamentally the same chart that's always been there. It just has fewer items. And that first security risk and compliance category really talks about those security risks that affects the user community. And what we're trying to identify is the amount of downtime that a user would experience should that particular security event occur. And each one of these fields, by the way, does include a category that you could include any customer costs that are related to businesses, and those are also aggregated. But this next, the second table on this questionnaire is brand new. Well, we've actually taken the data theft items out of the first table because those data theft items really reflect not a downtime in users necessarily, but really when data is stolen, how much is it going to cost this company to remediate the problem from a data theft perspective. There's some data that says that on average, will cost about $104 per record, depending upon the number of issues. And the number of records does scale based on the size of the company. So in this particular, I think one of a very good examples of somebody breaks into the company through some port, steals some data, that there will be $500 records that are compromised, and we're trying to calculate that benefit. The third table here really talks about data protection failures. And this, I think the classic example of this is that we have, a tape falls off the back of the truck and it contains the credit card numbers of 10,000 users. The estimated cost to communicate with those users, perhaps issue new credit cards, that's about a $200 per user or per record cost to the business. Once again, I think that as you work with your customers, they'll have better numbers about how much it costs them to remediate compliance and security risks, and you can certainly update the figures accordingly. You'll see how this rolls out during the when I look over this benefit that has been calculated a little bit later. One of the changes that we've made to the next section, which is about application development, is that we're now scaling the number of applications by the size of the company, and we're making this a little bit more representative to probably what your customers are doing. And at $1 billion company, we're estimating that we're going to be working on 50 applications a year. That could be small ones, that could be big ones. We're really trying to capture some estimate on the number of applications that they're working on. Once again, your customers probably have a much better number to use in this field, but at least this is a fairly good starting point. That's been really the only change that we've made to that part of the questionnaire. We've made no changes to how we do user profile management, we've made no changes to password reset. However, at the end of the questionnaire, we have added a set of questions that were common for return on investments for the Provincia products. And we've taken two spreadsheets and we've consolidated the work that was done on that and added to the tool. And it's fundamentally, those questions are around the vectors of attack or network connections that need to be protected, and then the savings in bandwidth, not only from a throughput perspective, but in some cases, like multifunction, you can actually go from leased lines to public lines and generate additional savings there. So those are the new questions on the questionnaire for Provincia under network communication security. I'll show you the benefit that's related to that in just a second, and we can dive into that just a little bit more. So as most of you know, when you've completed entering the questions on the questionnaire, you can go to the benefit tab and look at the quantified benefits this solution provides our customers. I am using the live system today, so pardon if there's some delays. because I've selected, we're still waiting for it to come back. Let me go ahead and refresh that screen. And as most of you know, if there are system problems, all of the data inputs that you've created up to that point were saved. That's one of the new features with version 4.2, is that we're saving all of the data values as soon as they're entered. But wow. Now we've returned right back to where we were, where we have a list of the benefits. I've sorted, or at least what I like to do is to sort my benefits by size, because I really believe that if you focus on the top 3 to 5 benefits within a customer and they're in agreement with the benefit methodology, that in general that's quite sufficient in justifying the return on investment. So one of the first, and I already kind of mentioned this before, that when you're looking at the application development security savings by incorporating some of the APIs that we have with SAM, we can actually generate a substantial amount of savings. Once again, I just want to point out, though, that making sure that you enter an approximate number of new applications that they're doing this with every year is critically important, because as you can see here, that single item of number of applications requiring security every year is driving, in this case, top benefit, which is about $500,000. Labor savings, once again, is something that you would expect to be in the top 3 or 5 benefits, because we're providing productivity savings. I promise you that we will look a little bit more about the security risk avoidance. You'll see that those first two tables that we had on our questionnaire has now been put into this benefit worksheet, and you can see that those data steps and the end-user security items, downtime issues experienced by users are also calculated here. And so those are the a redesign of how those tables look from the previous version. But once again, it's really looking at those user impacts, both from data theft and such security issues such as denial of service. So there's a slight change in how we've calculated this thing. The other thing that I think is probably important was that security risk avoidance is generally a indirect benefit, but because this is a security template, we have actually changed that in the current template to be a direct benefit, because that really is driving key benefits to the customers. But should your customer insist that that be an indirect benefit, you could certainly change it under the details tab as usual. All the benefits have this capability, but I just wanted to point out that that's one of the changes that Elaine has recommended to us on this template today. Another new benefit, like I was mentioning when we were doing the reviewing the questionnaire, is that we have this new benefit called a civil integration benefit. Again, it's trying to articulate the value of the integration between various Sibley products, and is calculated at 10% of the IT cost reduction. So I think, and unfortunately, it's one of those benefits that you've really got to be selling to, because there's, you know, at least we're trying to quantify that benefit, but the technical background would either be in the product savings source guide or whatever integration elements that you're trying to focus the customer into understanding. If I go into the communication savings benefit, again, that's new. That's a benefit that we've created for Preventia, and the Preventia ROI tools really focused on three elements. It focused on bandwidth cost savings. It focused on delaying upgrades of those of upgrading the bandwidth lines. And as I mentioned before, in some cases, we can reduce the number of leased lines and create ISP connections. So that's the third element of this communication savings benefit. That was probably the most important benefit across a lot of the Preventia products. Excuse me. So that actually covers the communication savings benefit that I wanted to show you today. If I change this to sorting the benefits by category, we can actually see the IT cost reductions. We can look at the business operating efficiencies and the BSA benefits. I'm trying to look here. We made no changes there. The security, the legacy system, which is reducing the cost of existing expenditures, the systems that we're replacing. Again, you can see the $55,000 reduction that we're actually counting in this example. And this is the benefit worksheet that we'll be actually seeing in all the other templates as we update them this year. I believe that there's only one more benefit that I wanted to cover here today. I believe it was the access certification. I think this is a new benefit that we've also added to the tool, really focusing on trying to articulate the value of validating that our users have access to the appropriate IT applications and resources, and oftentimes that is related to compliance. We have tried not to duplicate the compliance benefit, and you can certainly look a little bit more detailed about how this is calculated. Some points that I want to just remind people of. We've already talked about the number of applications that are requiring security. That certainly is going to be a key driver. We have considered changing the password reset help desk savings benefit. I went back to validate that it still shows that the Gartner, the last updated Gartner report still said that the average help desk call for password reset savings was a little over $17. I have seen data showing that that is the customers are actually spending up to $25 per call. So I just want to point that out. That could be a big savings driver here as well. And that was obviously one of the elements I wanted to talk about. I'm trying to think if there was anything else. We've actually created a couple new reports that you might want to take a look at as well, so that we can actually run a benefit-only report for our customers, which is very useful, especially at the beginning of a sales cycle. I think the last thing that there's any significance within the changes we've made to the template is in the investment tab. We had incorporated licensing costs with maintenance, and of course, most of you know that the licensing cost is really a capital expense, and maintenance is certainly an operating investment, so we've changed that as well. And now you don't have to build a separate benefit or a separate cost item to show that. The tool continues to calculate maintenance at 20% of the licensing fee as usual. And also adding professional services. So that those are still available today. And just to complete this demo, we will be able to go to the Return on Investment tab, as usual, and look at the how we've incorporated the total investments and the total benefits in this tool. So I believe that that's all the items that I have listed that I wanted to cover today to show you what's new and updated in the security template. Jody, if you're on, maybe we could open up today's call to questions.
Certainly, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your request, press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please. And Lesher, you may ask your question.
Hey, thank you. This is very informative. I've learned a lot. I have one question about the legacy cost. You said it was the license fees for what you were paying for the previous products. And when I look at your current screen and I see what your investment is in the future product or something that you're getting instead, is that $55,000 in your example what they saved because in total cost between their legacy product and what we're charging them, or is that what their legacy product costs, and do we calculate the difference between our product and theirs?
Well, and this is a very, very – thank you for your question, by the way. But, you know, what we're trying to do here is just identify those cost elements that will be eliminated as a result of the Tivoli solution. So
if, in fact, our licensing costs more than $55,000, do we reflect that, you know, we cost them $10,000 more?
No, this is just creating a simple benefit that says these are the costs that are removed from the elements. That would be an IT cost reduction. We still put our costs in as an investment in its entirety because that's fundamentally what the customer is going to happen.
Right.
Or actually going to experience. But we don't actually calculate the difference between those two.
Okay, so we don't show them whether ours is going to cost them more or less than what they had before.
That's correct.
Okay.
We don't do that total cost. Yeah, that kind of leans more onto a total cost of ownership analysis and less toward a return on investment. So that's why that calculation's not done.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Denisha Diff, you may ask your question.
Oh, hi. I was just wondering if you have any plans to add Guardium as part of your SIEM ROI?
I'm sorry, Guardium?
Yes, the Guardium data solution. What we are trying to do in the field is sell Guardium with our TSIEM solution as a joint solution for SIEM. And well, I was wondering if you, have you heard of Guardium or no?
No, I have not. That's why I'm actually writing it down. And you said that's actually sold along with TSEIM?
Yes. So basically, this is acquisition we made last year as part of information management brand.
Sai, this is Sonia. I think Guardium's a part of the information management portfolio.
Okay.
If I recall, I don't think it's in the Tivoli portfolio. Is that correct? I believe it's part of the information management portfolio. Sorry to jump in here, but.
But we have
like a joint sales play, I believe, with them, so that's where the question is coming from.
Okay. Now, generally, we actually leave the products from the other brands responsibility for adding it to the ROI tool in that brand. One of the things that I haven't showed today, but I just want to remind everybody that's on the call, in this particular case, I don't know whether Guardium is actually part of the information management or Optum templates, but you can always take two ROI analyses and actually roll them up into what we call a business case analysis so that you can combine those two into a single report for the customer. And this would be a very good example of where you would take Guardium, if it was in the ROI tool, and add it to what you're doing with CSCIM.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to work on this because Gartner recently moved us out of the magic quadrant of TSIM, and we are trying to position our added benefit we bring with Guardium compared to ArcSight and others. So it has to be part of our ROI, BBA, the whole value.
Okay, wonderful. Well, once again, if you take a look at what the information management people have done within the tool, you might find Guardium in there. I can certainly check for you, or you know, you can send me an email, and I'll certainly give you the contact in the information management group.
Okay, that's fine. The second question I had is there any way we can use this tool in a competitive situation where a customer is asking for a business value as they are trying to get out of Sun Identity Management to our tool, TIM product line?
I appreciate you asking that question. Yes, I mean, certainly the tool is used in competitive situations. All of the savings percentages that you've seen in those benefit worksheets, fundamentally, when we work with Alinion and the product management team, we're really trying to identify a value that is assuming that a customer has little or no automation for whatever function that they're trying to implement in place. So we're looking at probably the largest benefit that you would in theory experience. In a competitive situation where they already have some features or functions, generally you want to talk to the customer. You want to understand, I guess in essence you want to negotiate that value so that it's representative of the value the customer is going to get with a specific solution. So in fact, you may need to reduce those savings percentages, and quite honestly, in some cases, I've seen a sales rep convince the customer that those percentages should be higher. So, but yes, the tool is used quite often in competitive analysis.
Okay. I'm just wondering if you ever used it against any. Means, do you have any customer examples or some sample from one of the use cases?
We've only recently started trying to collect examples that our ROI subject matter experts around the world are actually using. We have a new tool where those will be available to practitioners doing business value analysis. At this point in time, we don't have that repository. But if you send me an email, I will certainly query that user community and see if there are some examples of people that have actually worked with those specific products for you. And I get those fairly often.
Yeah, I mean, the key issue here is I think customers have invested. They already deployed an identity management solution, and now the people there are within customer who understand that now with Sun being acquired by Oracle, there are issues. They're willing to move to our solution. But what's happening here is I've been in a couple of calls these the last couple of weeks. And what our sponsor is asking for is, you know, they need to justify to their senior management. They're looking for some sort of business case. It's not a typical business case. It's because they already made investment, costs. So that's why I think they're looking at more what it'll take to replace drip replace over 2-3 years. Something that they can take to their management and justify moving to IBM.
Right, right. No, I certainly understand. What I have tried to do is to actually create some sample return on investment studies and put onto the URL link that is our central location for all the information around the BVA tools. But quite honestly, there's not a, you know, those type of specific examples there. But if anybody has run into those from an ROI SME's perspective, I can certainly query to see if anybody's had those that exact situation, and they might be able to talk you through how they've been successful with using the tool with their customer. It's about all.
The last question, then I'll keep quiet. I have got at least 3 scenarios, customers, occasions like that. Now, whom do I engage to work on a case like this where a customer already has a Sun product and they're willing to migrate? It'll be more of a, you know, exercise sitting with the customer. So within the U.S., who's the person for that?
Well, when it comes to being a security expert, I mean, you're certainly your IT specialist is going to be able to develop a solution and look at the technical steps to be able to do the migration. If you're looking specifically at who can help with a return on investment study, then there are 2 full-time people within the U.S. to support sales reps to do that. Regan Shieldstone is actually supporting the East IMT, and Don Eller is supporting the West IMT. But all the contacts worldwide, both in the U.S. and outside the U.S., is also on our Tivoli BVA within the Tivoli BVA sales kit. Again, if you would like to, you can certainly search Extreme Leverage for that URL. You can also send me an email, and I'll actually send that to you as well.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Simple Alawulia, you may ask your question.
Thank you. Sai, great presentation. Question I had actually was along the same lines that Dinesh just asked, which was whether this type of a tool, it's being used in other software group brands as well, because in addition to Guardian, one of the topics you covered was application security, and that's exactly where I was thinking is, you know, to show the value of our integrated security portfolio if we can have a little bit more integration across the brands.
No, I completely understand that. Once again, I wish that we had a way to do or specify those integration points between different, you know, branded products. That's one of the reasons that we've created the Tivoli integration benefit, but to connect these templates together was determined to be very complicated and difficult to maintain. So at this point, it's still an integration benefit that you can articulate specifically to the customer. Should you be trying to create a rational solution and a Tivoli solution and create a single IBM solution for the customer? As you can see, what I'm showing now is that there's various rational templates. Again, the same kind of concept from an aggregation perspective holds. You could actually do a separate analysis for the rational suite. You can also and do a separate analysis for the Tivoli suite, and then aggregate that together under a capability in the security.
Yeah, I think my question was specific to security portfolio, because many of the brands that I see are very high level, and they don't necessarily have the same level in terms of the way you've gone down for Tivoli for security. So I can go over it offline with you just to kind of review our cross-brand IBM security portfolio and see if there is anything we can do, because majority of the opportunities we want to try and promote and do exactly what Dinesh was saying, you know, our value add definitely is in the integration and the breadth of capabilities. So if we can do something with additional expertise added to it, then certainly would love to see that happen.
Absolutely. And I'm more than willing to entertain ideas on how to make this Tivoli integration
a little bit more in-depth. I'll set up some time for us. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Once again, Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please. At this time, there are no further questions.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Jody. I appreciate your help today. And I just want to remind everyone that, although my primary responsibility is doing development, I'm also involved in the enablement for this tool. And I just would like to invite, as you've heard today, any questions you have, I'd like to clarify and make this tool certainly more usable and more valuable to you and your customers. So please give me a call or send an email, and I'd be happy to help direct you to the right people or take your suggestions and incorporate them into the tool. So with that, I can close today's call, and thank you, everyone, again for joining.
Thank you for participating. This concludes today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.